Our Father, please help. We thank you for saving us. And God, your purpose for saving is not just a matter of going to heaven, but to use us as lights and examples and salt in this world for the salvation of the lost. Lord, had it not... Please help me. Help me to speak your word. Thank you. You're a God of comfort. You're a God of help. God of encouragement. Thank you. You're a forgiving God. So do your work this morning. Open our hearts. Open our eyes. Give me what I need. Cleanse from sin. Wash from unrighteousness. Any thought or anything in my heart, in my life that would cause a hindrance. Purge, use me, hide me behind the cross for your and your glory. Help us this morning. We ask in Christ and for his sake. Amen. I want to speak on the topic of forgiving heart. I've preached this just once at our church. And one of the reasons I've not preached a lot from this is my own situation, my own life. I want to ask a question. The Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. And how can we say that David was a man after God's own heart when he was guilty of adultery, deceit, murder? As I go through the life of David and I examine my life and I examine the life of others around me, I find that as human beings, when we excel for God, we excel highly. And I find that in the life of David. But when David failed, he goes to the very bottom. I don't know if you've been there. But when David is confronted with sin, confession is quickly offered. Repentance is sought after. The passage we're dealing with right now reveals the very heart of David. David is returning after the rebellion of his son. His son Absalom is now dead. And Absalom raised up in rebellion against his dad. And as he nears the port, our text reveals a man named Shimei meets David. Shimei had wronged David, and we'll see that in a little while. And if anybody needed hatred, wrath, or punishment, it was Shimei. But David reached out to Shimei with compassion and forgiveness that Shimei did not deserve. I want to say that again. Shimei did not deserve the compassion and forgiveness of David. But David reached out with compassion and forgiveness. Let's go through the scriptures and take a simple look. We'll use chapter 19, but let's quickly turn to chapter 16. And what was it that happened concerning David and Shimei that brought that out? In chapter number 16 of 2 Samuel, from verses 5 through 20. get to verse number 5, and the Bible mentions Shimei. In verse number 6, Shimei comes to David, and the Bible said, and he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David and all the people and the mighty men on his right hand and his left. Verse 7, and thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, come out, thou bloody man, thou man of Belial. Look at verse number 8. This is Shimei speaking to the king. The Lord have returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord have delivered the kingdom unto the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Note the attack that David suffered. Shimei comes with hurting words, with sarcastic words. Shimei comes toward David. The words were biting. The words were intended to do harm. Understand, David is still king. David comes, and at his right hand, on his left, he has his strong men with him. And Shimei comes to David. He comes cursing. He used the words to describe David as worthless, vile. David, you are a disgrace. David, God has brought you low today. I'm reading the text, and it seems like Shimei is rejoicing that David is disgraced, that David is brought low. He calls David, the king, bloody man, murderer, son of Belial. David, you are vain. You are a worthless human being. In essence, rephrase that. Again, I want to just keep us in context. Shimei comes to the king and says, get out of here, you murderer, you fool, you nobody. Shimei's word must have cut the heart of David. Have you been there? Amen. It involved not just cruel words, but cruel works. By the way, words do hurt. Yes, you're right. The things we say to people, or we say about people. Yeah. Yes. There's a saying that words, stones, and what sticks may. That's not true. How many of people have been hurt by words people have said to you? It involves cruel works also. Shimei comes sending stones. So he comes for a barrage of insults. But he comes also with physical action. He comes pelting stones at David. You know, people often attack us publicly or behind our backs with words and deeds. He wants to hurt David so bad. He wants not just by his words, but cause physical harm to the king. But involves not just cruel works. He's trying to hurt David physically, but callous ways he tries to harm David. Note several things here. Some of the things that we've read that Shimei said to David was truth with lie. I want us to focus for a while. Some of the things that Shimei said about David was partly true and lies. Truth, David was guilty of murder and adultery. But lie, David was not a vain, worthless man. Let me say that again. David was not a vain man. David was not a worthless man. David was guilty of adultery and murder. David was God's chosen king of Israel. And I want to read something here. In spite of David's foolishness, he was still God's anointed. And had to be respected because of that. You know, David had more integrity than Shimei, his accuser. For when given the opportunity to kill Saul, he refused to lay his hands on God's anointed. 1 Samuel 24. There are three lies that Shimei said about David. Shimei said, God is getting revenge against you, David, for murdering Saul and his family. Saul committed suicide. And his sons were killed in battle. Shimei said, David, you stole the throne. The throne was given to David by God. Shimei said, David, God has given your throne to Absalom. Absalom took it by rebellion. Shimei kicked David when he was down. Shimei kicked David when he was at his lowest point in life. Have you been there? Have you been there? David is on the run from his own son, his kingdom, and his family in shambles. And here comes Shimei. You see, 2 Samuel 16:5 tells us the motive. Shimei was related to Saul. And has kept all that stuff hidden in. David's reaction is amazing. David's nephew, Abishai, offers to kill Shimei. You'd have thought David would say, get him. If David is a bloody man, David would have said, get him. David says, let him alone. But what a response to those who try to destroy us, try to destroy our reputation. Yes. Yes. You know, I found out, Brother Foster, you do 99 good things for people. And one time you simply cross them. they forget everything you've done. David says an amazing thing. David says, maybe the Lord will do me right by the evil this guy is doing to me today. I don't know about you. I struggle with that. You know, we must always keep a tender heart, ready to forgive. I've learned as believers, as preachers, as church workers, as God's servants, we must learn to have thick skin and much self-control. I'm learning from this that we must learn to deal with the matter at the moment of offense. If not, hurt will fester and resentment into hatred, into bitterness, to seek revenge. Let's get back to our text as we compare scripture with scripture. I don't know about you, I'm getting help right now. You get to chapter 19, and a few months have passed. Absalom's rebellion has been quashed. David is now returning home. Several people are gathered to greet David. The revolt has been put down. Absalom is dead. People have seen that this is the man God wants, David, and not his son. The lies that were told about David has been destroyed. The people of Israel now ready to receive the king who had gone into exile. Among those getting ready to meet him is Shimei. Chapter 19, verse number 18, Shimei falls at David's feet in humility. That's a different attitude that's displayed from the last time. It may be that Shimei had time to contemplate his past misdeeds. Maybe over the years, the months, Shimei have realized that he was wrong. And he goes to meet David, the king, and falls down at David's feet. Verses 19 and 20, he makes a confession. Confesses his folly. Confesses his sin. Shimei has done the hardest thing in the Christian life, or in the human life. He says, I have sinned. That's hard for us to say, have sinned. Yes, Shimei says, David, would you please forgive me? I've been a fool. Maybe my prejudice, maybe my thinking, my family ties have clouded my judgment. I've sinned. Shimei makes a full confession. It was a hopeful confession. He was hoping that King David would not hold his past against him. By the way, that's how it happens with us when we go to God for confession. We hope that God will not hold our past against us. Shimei seemed to be genuine, seeking forgiveness. It takes a real man to do what Shimei did. I know there is a debate among Bible scholars as far as whether the confession was sincere, whether Shimei was trying to, how are the motives. But the truth is, we don't know. The truth is, I really don't know. All I see written in scripture is that Shimei goes to David and said, "Would you forgive me?" You know, for those people who are skeptical about Shimei, the truth is, we all have been hurt by people. Are we okay? I know this is strange. This is not a shouting message. This is not a jumping message. But I'm just telling you what some of the things that I've gone through in my life. The truth is, I have been hurt by many people. And you've been hurt by many people. But the truth also is, we have caused hurt to people also. What are we supposed to do? Do what Shimei did. Go to the person, confess our wrongs, seek forgiveness. Matthew 5:23-24, James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another. But note the admission that David gained, or the amnesty that David supplied on that day. That's an amazing thing. What did David prevent? David prevented his family from killing Shimei, who humbled himself on a day of rejoicing. That was not the day for murder. That was not the day to get back at people. That was a day to extend grace has been extended. David stood as a protector of the very person who wronged him. That's grace. What did Shimei receive? What David receive? I'm sure David, his mind, the time in the cave, his mind going back to what he did was wrong. What he did with Bathsheba, the adultery, the killing of Bathsheba's husband. And I'm sure David sought forgiveness from God. David promised on that day, "God, give me grace, so I'll extend grace to somebody else." David responds. His response to the situation demonstrates to us, at our very best, please listen, that at our very best, none of us are perfect. Just as we should be quick to forgive, we should be also quick to express forgiveness to other people. As I close this, there's something that we must look at. You know, did David truly forgive? 1 Kings chapter 2, 8 and 9. On David's deathbed, he commands Solomon to make sure that Shimei pays for the evil he did to David. Was that true forgiveness? 1 Kings chapter 2, 36 to 46, Solomon carries out his father's command. David forgives like we do. Wow. Let me just give you a story as we close this. Here's a story. It's told of a man who lays dying on the hospital bed and remembers an old enemy he had a grudge against, and asks the nurse to call his old enemy to the hospital bed. When the enemy got to the bed, the gentleman who lays dying opened his eyes and said to the enemy, "My enemy, I called you to say I'm sorry for all the wrong I have done to you." He lays dying on the bed and had refused to forgive somebody who had done things wrong to him. So that person comes to the hospital. He calls the person to come, and he lays on the hospital bed dying, and he asks, "Would you please forgive me?" Then he paused and said, "But if I get up, the grudge still stands." Wow. I'm telling you, I'm shrinking right now. Because most times that's exactly what we do. God help me. To learn from good men. You've been hurt. You've been hurt. I've been hurt. I'm struggling, Brother Foster, on some of these. What people do to me. People say about me. And I don't, maybe you don't need that, but you please pray for me. I'll truly learn to forgive as God has forgiven me. That I'll extend mercy to others as God has extended mercy to me. Because if we don't, we're in trouble. Forgive as you have forgiven me, Lord. Father, thank you for the privilege. And God, help me and help us. We are aware that the enemy would do so many things, and people around us, people we love, people we trust, people we look up to, sometimes intentionally or unintentionally would say or do things that would cause hurt. How would you please help us to react as you did on the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Help me in this one in my life. In Jesus' name.